A warm welcome along to your latest Newcastle United headlines. I'm Rob Eddy. Starting with a little bit of news on the transfer front, and reports are claiming that Newcastle United have had a bid rejected for Ecuador star Moises Caicedo. The report does go on to suggest that it's Brighton who've struck a deal with his current club Independiente del Valle, making them the current favourites to land the 19-year-old talent, who has all previously been linked with Manchester United as well. But the Magpies have had a bid rejected. That is reportedly, of course. Other reports are suggesting that the Magpies are keen on making a move for James McCarthy, currently at Crystal Palace. Steve Bruce is a big fan, and McCarthy's current contract with Palace is due to expire at the end of the season, and Newcastle are considering making a move this transfer window. Elsewhere, and Newcastle boss Steve Bruce is taking nothing for granted when his Magpies side take on Sheffield United at Bramall Lane on Tuesday night, and insist that nothing short of a peak performance will be able to secure the 3 points. The Blades have struggled all season and currently prop up the Premier League, having picked up just 2 points, although they actually go into the match on the back of their first win of the campaign, having beaten Bristol Rovers 3-2 in the FA Cup on Saturday. The Magpies themselves, of course, have hit a poor run of form and currently enduring a 7-match winless run since beating West Brom on December the 12th, a run that has seen them knocked out of both the League Cup and FA Cup. And Steve Bruce insists that he's expecting his side to be at their best if they want to pick up the 3 points. Speaking to the official website, Bruce said, "I think it proves that it's very, very difficult, the Premier League, year in, year out. Last year, they took it by storm. This time last year, in terms of Christmas time, I think they're in the top six. The same players are there too, and they've had a tough run, but that's the Premier League. It's a very, very difficult league with good teams in it. Sheffield United, although they prop up the table, are a very good side still, and we'll have to be at our best to beat them." And finally, for the Bulletin, some team news ahead of that clash, and Bruce is hopeful that his playing options will be boosted ahead of the trip to Bramall Lane, with Callum Wilson, Fabian Schär and Federico Fernandez back in contention after missing the FA Cup defeat at Arsenal. Ryan Fraser is back in full training after a groin problem as well, while Jamal Lascelles played a very useful 45 minutes against the Gunners and is nearing a full return. That's all for now. We'll have more later.